This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Great day with great news about the COVID-19 novel coronavirus. There is a report from around the country that what some people thought was already the second wave that we were experiencing is receding. The death rate down, the case rate down. Almost entirely good news about the virus. Why? What does it mean? Well, part of what it means, at least according to one expert, based upon a very thorough and intense study, is that lockdowns are necessary. Because, says Donald Luskin, lockdowns don't work. In fact, they may actually increase the number of cases. We'll be speaking to him a little bit later this hour. We'll also be speaking to Professor Charles Lipson, who has three challenges that Joe Biden has to surmount if he hopes to win this election. And he talks about Biden's attempts today and yesterday to try to answer those challenges. The polling data is particularly fascinating today. If you care very, very deeply about this election, and of course you should, and I hope that we all do, it's alarming, it's troubling, because this election is about as up for grabs as it possibly could be. It is close, close, close. And there are indications of that all over the place. There are a number of people who have thought that Joe Biden basically had collapsed and the enthusiasm had collapsed. It turns out he just set a record with fundraising in August. And no, it's not millionaires and billionaires. It's mostly small contributions sent in from around the country. Biden and the Democrats raised more than anyone in August. In fact, they raised more in August by almost 2-1 of Trump and Hillary combined last time. They both have, Biden's has about $300 million on hand. Well, plus this, it's $364 million. That means raising more than $1 million a day. Unbelievable. And you look at this map, and I have the map right in front of me. It is shocking because it does show a 211 electoral votes, more than enough to give a majority to Trump or to Biden, up for grabs, where the states are absolutely toss-ups. That includes Democratic states that Hillary carried last time, like Minnesota and like New Hampshire and like Nevada, which is 6 electoral votes and is something of a surprise. And, yeah, a bunch of Republican states, including Texas, with 38 electoral votes. All of this is astonishing, and the one thing that I pay most attention to is that Real Clear Politics does an analysis of the latest betting odds. You know what the betting odds are? The betting odds used to be 2-1 in favor of Biden. In other words, if you wanted to bet on Biden, you would have to give people odds. You could, if you wanted to bet on Trump, you would get odds in your favor. Not anymore. For people who wanted to bet on Trump, you missed your boat. You missed your chance. Because right now, the latest betting odds are Joe Biden 50.2, Donald J. Trump 50.0. This is remarkable. And then you start looking at the RCP national average. Now, part of what that means, the national average, is it includes states like California and New York and Illinois that are almost certainly going to go for Joe Biden. Though it's fascinating, they don't rank Illinois as a sure thing. They rank Illinois as likely Biden. I think Illinois is almost certain to be Biden. But the point being that if you have a national average that shows Biden 7 points ahead, but if you look at top battlegrounds, Biden is 2.5 points ahead within the margin of error. And by the way, Hillary had a significantly bigger advantage at this time last year, and she lost. But part of what all of this indicates is that it could very well be the same kind of situation we had last time, where Biden wins the national popular vote, but Trump wins the Electoral College, and it's conceivable he could win it comfortably. But it all depends on those toss-up states that are very, very much up for grabs. There's also conversation today about the impact of basically the ongoing violence all around the country in the name of hope and change and getting rid of systemic racism. Is that going to impact the election? Of course it will. And there are now all kinds of smart Democrats who are saying this is the key issue in which Biden could and very easily would lose. Now, here's another indication of how close the election is. Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are running neck and neck in North Carolina. As the Tar Heel State emerges as one of the top swing states in the country, Trump's going to be in North Carolina today. In a new East Carolina University poll released yesterday, President Trump garnered the support of 49% of likely voters in the state, compared with 47% for Biden. That's a difference that falls within the survey's margin of error. Another 3% are undecided. And 2% said they would back another candidate. Okay, those numbers are incredibly low. And for people who are undecided at this point, at 3%, that's extremely low historically. Because generally you have more people than that you can persuade. So what could happen? What could happen, frankly, would be a turn in the virus or a turn in the violence. The election, it seems to me, is down to the two V's. If the violence can stop, and particularly if some of these Democratic governors would step up and actually do something to stop the violence, like the feckless Democratic governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, let me put it to you this way. I don't see any way that Joe Biden can win this election if they are still having riots in Portland every damn night, and if the country is still listening to people who are chanting death to America and burning flags and basically going crazy, then there's no chance that Joe Biden can win. And Van Jones, among other people, has suggested that. Now, it is the most important priority for Joe Biden, it seems to me, would be to get some of those Democratic governors to take some action to stop the destruction. And there's a story here in Seattle that demonstrates why this is so important. It comes with a picture. We'll have to put it up on our website at michaelmedved.com. The officer is providing security during a Seattle Parks Department cleanup yesterday at Cal Anderson Park. That's on Capitol Hill. Recovered homemade spike strips, that's to ruin tires of cars, weapons, there's some very big knives, hatchets, makeshift shields inside of tents in the area. The Seattle Parks Department began cleaning Cal Anderson Park shortly after 10 a.m. to repair damage done to a field house by demonstrators, as well as clean up trash that had been piling up since the park's closure on June 30th. Workers with the Parks Department were cleaning out a tent in the area when they found what they believed were weapons. Officers obtained a warrant to search the tent and recovered a machete, hatchet, homemade spike strips, an unexploded mortar, and multiple makeshift shields. This is unsustainable in Seattle or anywhere else. Okay, so what about the challenges facing each candidate? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. This is why politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There are two reasons that good news on the coronavirus. Well, it's obvious. First of all, it's good news for the country. It's good news for you. It's good news for me. It's good news for everybody. Because I'm getting tired of this. I don't know about you. I mean, I broadcast from home every day, and which I never did before. Never, ever. And I would love to go back to the whole atmosphere and the reality in the world of actually being in a studio adjacent to a newsroom. Okay, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And wouldn't it be great to be able to pick up and hug grandchildren without maintaining social distancing? And there's indications that we might be getting closer to that. But there are special reasons why, for Donald J. Trump, good news on the virus is very good news. And one of them's obvious, and one of them you just have to think about for a minute, and then it becomes obvious. The one that's just flat-out obvious is that the biggest issue that they emphasize the Democratic convention is what a terrible job Trump did handling coronavirus. And they could point to the fact that there have been far more deaths per capita in the United States than most other comparably advanced countries, certainly a lot more than major countries in Europe or Canada. Okay, fine. If all of a sudden coronavirus is not crippling our economy, it boosts our economy, it boosts people's sense of America being well-governed, it boosts our sense of the future, and that helps President Trump. The other thing that helps President Trump is this. The idea that helps President Trump in a not-so-obvious way is if the virus clears away and masks are no longer required and you can all of a sudden do crowds and a more normal kind of American campaign, that's a big advantage for Trump. Because he loves those rallies. He draws big crowds. He gets worked up. He gets excited about them. He was very good in Kenosha yesterday. I actually think it's probably the best day in the campaign so far for the president. And he spoke to people. He listened. He interacted. And Joe Biden being forced out of his basement by a let up in the virus, I mean, he spoke today. And it wasn't spectacularly great. And again, it was from Wilmington, Delaware. President Trump is traveling the country. And when there are no longer expectations that honoring of the virus lockdown traces that are still left up there and the caution that we all need to take to try to avoid infecting other people or getting infected ourselves, if all of that is less top of mind, I don't think Biden is in a good setup to compete with the president when it comes to the state-to-state, city-to-city campaigning or addressing rallies or, well, poor Joe, going off the cuff. This is the way that that Joe Biden concluded his speech today. He was speaking from, you'll never guess, Wilmington, Delaware. And he took some questions from the press after his speech, as a matter of fact. But here was Vice President Biden on what he believes Trump should do. Number 22.
And stop your boast about never being seen to what you can do anything. You always talk about your ability to negotiate. Negotiate a deal. A deal for somebody other than yourself. Now I'm happy to take questions you may have. I guess staff's going to call on whoever. Follow, fire away.
Okay, and then firing away, that led to this. This is clip 20.
Your running mate, Senator Harris, said that the officer who shot Jacob Blake, based on what she has seen, should be charged. Do you agree with her, and do you also believe the same for the officers who were involved in the death of Breonna Taylor?
I think we should let the judicial system work its way. I do think there's a minimum need to be charged, the officers, and as well as Breonna Taylor. And I might add, by the way, I think what happened in Portland, where one of the Trump guys riding along in vans inciting response is shooting rubber bullets, I guess, or paintballs. Apparently there was someone shot by someone in the crowd. with a bullet killed. I think that person should meet the legal requirements that whatever that calls for. We should be investigated, and it should follow through on what needs to be done. Let the judicial system work. Let's make sure justice is done.
Okay, that, of course, is a perfectly reasonable point, but it's problematic because he makes it sound as if Aaron Danielson, the member of Patriots Prayer who was shot and killed in Portland, was riding around in a truck. He wasn't. He was walking around after the trucks had left. And most of the trucks, they are now reporting, and this is even in the New York Times, the overwhelming majority of the trucks planned to avoid the other demonstrators and did. It was just a handful, a scattering of people who were involved in these awful and one deadly confrontation. Van Jones of the CNN, former aide to President Obama, acknowledged that right now, because of the riots and the violence, the campaign is going well for President Trump. And he had some sane advice. Listen.
That the longer we talk about violence and unrest and how he's handling it or not handling it, it's all advantage Trump. In other words, this campaign is going well for Donald Trump because we're not talking about the economic devastation that people are experiencing or the virus, really. And I think it's time for us to recognize we are in a very perilous situation if you want to see a change in November. We have two social movements. Both have edges of violence to them, one on the left, one on the right. I think it's baked in that Donald Trump is not going to challenge very strongly the police violence or the vigilante violence, and a lot of people, frankly, are comfortable with that. The question is, how are Democrats and progressives going to deal with the edges of violence in our own movement? I think that Joe Biden can actually begin to move his own movement in a better direction. We need a national moratorium on these nighttime marches. That would separate the responsible, productive demonstrations that have united the whole world from some of these other demonstrations that are just not as useful. There are things that Joe Biden and other progressives can do. They can begin to push down on the violence in our movement and then turn it back toward the people who are actually suffering. The businesses, there have been a couple hundred businesses that have been hurt by arsonists. There have been thousands that have been destroyed by mishandling this virus.
Okay, there have been more than a couple of hundred businesses that have been hurt by arsonists and looters and vandals. But he's right that the virus has struck hundreds of thousands in our country. Millions, actually. But are the lockdowns really a failed experiment? We'll be talking about that with Donald Luskin, who wrote today about it in the Wall Street Journal. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and they'd be open safely.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware. Biden also took questions from reporters and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
There's been overwhelming requests that I do come. because what we want to do is we got to heal. We got to put things together, bring people together.
President Trump speaking as well in Wilmington, North Carolina, in what some are calling dueling speeches with former Vice President Biden. The president speaking in Wilmington as it was the first American World War II heritage city, and 75 years ago today, World War II officially ended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, there is a piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Donald Luskin that is going to gain a great deal of attention and inspire a great deal of controversy. The headline, The Failed Experiment of COVID Lockdowns. And what you're arguing, Mr. Luskin, is based upon your analysis, which is extensive, by your company, which is called Trend Macro. According to your analysis, the intense lockdowns are not associated with reduced incidence and death from coronavirus. The intense lockdowns are actually associated with that kind of further spread. That the lockdowns don't stop the spread, they seem to encourage it. Have you applied any of these tests at all to numbers elsewhere in Canada, Europe, anywhere else?
That's a great question. I haven't, but no less great and respected a medical journal as The Lancet has done that. They've looked at it across all the countries of the world, and they came up with the same crazy result. So you can't say that this is just fringe research. You know, when something like that gets published in The Lancet, even diehards like Dr. Fauci have to sit up and take respectful notice.
Right. But let me ask you this then. Why do you believe that if that is the case, that the United States, which has had, even at our peak of lockdowns, it was never as intense as it was in Europe or elsewhere, Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, South Korea, places like that. Why would we have, if the lockdowns are so ineffective, more cases and more deaths per capita than countries with much stiffer lockdowns?
Well, it's I don't know the answer why. The statistical analysis I've done is free of reasons and theories. It's just simply looking at the facts, and that's what a good scientist should do. And what the facts are telling you is that it doesn't matter whether you lock down a little or a lot. It doesn't matter if you've been in a lockdown, you open up a little or a lot. The result you get is basically random. Now, from country to country, there are going to be differences that we could argue from theory might explain, you know, why you get one result as opposed to another, regardless of whether you lock down. So, for instance, the death toll as a percentage of population tends to have been a little bit less in Asia and Australia and New Zealand. And perhaps one of the reasons why there's that region has had more exposure over time to various other coronaviruses. So maybe there are natural resistances that are built up there. There might be other gene pools, other populations that are just simply less resistant. And you know, it could be, on the other hand, that death tolls as a percentage of the infected, one place or another, are the result of how old people are, how much people smoke, what their other comorbidities are, such as obesity or diabetes or congestive heart disease. It could be have something to do with the quality of your medical care. There are some people who believe that it has to do with whether or not you use hydroxychloroquine. There are all kinds of theories. But the good news is that the thing that politicians can do, which is order you to stay at home, that we know from the science doesn't make any difference. And something that is that invasive and that expensive, you shouldn't do unless it makes a big difference. And when it makes zero difference, you're just not going to do that ever again.
Okay, let me ask you this. Your piece appeared together in the Wall Street Journal with an editorial that the journal had. And the editorial seems to take a very different position from what you're taking. They write at the end of their editorial that this is no time to let up. They say more and faster COVID cases have been rising in some Midwest states, but the flare-ups so far are well below the spring in the Northeast debacle or the surge in the South and the West. Flare-ups are inevitable until a vaccine is widely available. And then they say Americans have to behave cautiously for many more months, but it's still worth taking stock of progress. And the idea that Americans still have to be cautious, you're kind of saying no in your piece.
Well, I kind of am. And I'm saying that caution doesn't seem to have made any difference. And so I understand, and you know, far be it from me to argue with my dear friends on the Wall Street Journal editorial board, but God bless them for allowing a diversity of opinion on their editorial page.
Okay, let me ask you this also about your piece, because there's a segment of it that strikes me. You write, states with longer, stricter lockdowns also had larger COVID outbreaks, and this is that old thing about correlation does not prove causation. In other words, it would make sense that states with the biggest outbreaks had the most severe lockdowns, like New York, right? But that doesn't mean the lockdown didn't work.
Well, except that we can look at the progression of the building caseload, and we can look at when the lockdowns happened, and in that the cause and effect is actually quite clear by timing. The one thing I understand that correlation does not imply causation, but you can't have an effect prior to a cause. So, you know, the reality is that isn't what happened. Another way, but even if we didn't know that, what I would do is I would take those anomalous cases like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and I would just throw them out of the data and say, well, if you throw them out, do you still get the same result from all the rest of the data where you can't bring that critique to bear? And the answer is yes, exact same result.
Okay, so the result of all this, Donald Luskin, what would you recommend to President Trump in terms of handling the virus for the rest of his first term? Let's say he asked for your advice. Well, what would you say?
Well, I only wish in our federal system that the president had more unilateral control over this, because if I gave him my advice and he took it, it would actually make a difference. Unfortunately, I'd have to give my advice to 50 governors and lots of mayors and county supervisors, and they'd all have to agree all at once to make any difference. But what I would say is, I would say that you should trust people to do the right thing. Trust them to wash their hands, wear masks if they think it's appropriate, not sneeze in each other's faces. We just know that that is the way infectious diseases are transmitted. But what we need to do
is... Concerts, bars, political rallies, that we should all go ahead with?
No reason. There's no evidentiary reason not to. That is what I would tell him.
Has anyone, like Dr. Fauci, you mentioned before, Dr. Birx, have they responded to your piece today in the journal?
No, there is nobody like that who has, and I wouldn't expect them to. That would make them a hostage to fortune. But I will say that some of the people who've been among the most opinionated thought leaders on this, in terms of writing peer-reviewed papers on the epidemiology of this, have sent me extremely kind, encouraging notes and shared with me some of their own research along the same lines. So I actually feel very validated. I was afraid I was going to get lynched, and that didn't happen.
No lynching. By the way, that's something that was generally passed at the tail end of Reconstruction as anti-lynch laws. Charles, pardon me, we have a Donald Luskin with us, who is the chief executive officer of Trend Macro. His piece, The Failed Experiment of COVID Lockdowns. So what does this mean politically? If Mr. Luskin is right, 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Pathetic.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's not responsible. It's beneath the dignity. I keep saying that, but we keep getting further beneath the dignity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's not just the piece by Donald Luskin that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that talked about the failed experiment of COVID lockdowns. That was not a theme at all in the editorial in the Wall Street Journal today. But the editorial was full of good news. And it's worth sharing that good news because we've all had so much bad news about the virus and so many fears about it. And the virus coming together in a potential second wave or third wave and mixed together with potentially deadly flu. And then question about when we should get our flu shots. I've already gotten mine. I may have gotten it too early. But so be it. Flu shots, probably a good idea for just about everybody this fall. The Wall Street Journal, the editorial board, says, we hate to be the bearer of good news, but here goes. The so-called second virus wave is receding and has been far less deadly than the first wave in the spring, thanks to better therapies and government preparation. Nobody is suggesting we should now let her rip, they write, but the progress should give Americans more confidence that schools and businesses can reopen safely. The U.S. 7-day rolling average of new cases has fallen by about 40% from its peak on July 25th. Okay, so you can do the math. That means 32 days. And during that time period, the average of new cases has come down 40%. That doesn't mean there aren't new cases. There still are. Hospitalizations are down by 62% in Texas, 60% in Florida, 48% in Utah, and 45% in California, 44% Louisiana from their peaks, which all occurred between July 21st and 24th. Something happened, and nobody really fully understands what, at the end of July, that seems to have turned things around. Arizona's hospitalizations began increasing in late May, a week or two earlier than in most states, and they have fallen 78%. 78% since topping out July 12th. Arizona has made so much progress that New York City Governor Andrew Cuomo removed Arizona from his quarantine list last week. Notably, hospitalizations have been falling at about the same rate in Texas, in Florida, and in Arizona as in the Northeast this spring. A second shutdown was not needed to crush these outbreaks. And then they report in the Wall Street Journal, and this is authoritative. This isn't fringe. It isn't made up. It isn't somebody's conspiracy theory. It's the real deal, as Joe Biden would say. The best news, writes the Journal, is that the virus is killing fewer Americans than it did during the spring. Arizona, Florida, and New York City have all recorded about the same number of cases per capita. COVID-19 patients in the South and West have been somewhat younger than in the Northeast this spring, they write, but death rates have been lower across every age group. States report data using different age bands, which can make direct comparisons difficult. But here's the fatality rate. For the fatality rate among adults under age 44, is about 75% lower in Arizona than in New York City. And among those over 75, the case fatality rate is about 16% in Florida and 19% in California. What does that mean? That means that if you get the disease and if you're over 75 and you live in California, then the chances are 4 out of 5 you'll survive, even if you contract the disease. It is not a death sentence. It can be extraordinarily painful. It can be do lasting damage. But it is not a death sentence even for the elderly. States are also doing a better job protecting their elderly and vulnerable populations. So there have been relatively fewer deaths in nursing homes, the Journal reports. And then they conclude this way, COVID cases have been rising in some Midwest states, but the flare-ups so far are well below the spring, Northeast debacle or the surge in the South and the West. Flare-ups are inevitable until a vaccine is widely available, especially in places where there have been few cases. Nobody is suggesting the U.S. has achieved herd immunity. We're very far from that. And should now declare victory. Americans will have to behave cautiously for many more months, they emphasize, but it's still worth taking stock of progress. They write more and faster testing, such as the low-cost rapid antigen test by Abbott Labs that the Food and Drug Administration approved last week, will allow more schools and workplaces to reopen. The policy goal should be to mitigate the virus's damage while allowing Americans to return to some semblance of normalcy. Look, this is undeniable good news. And it is also undeniable good news that when the president went yesterday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, I don't know about you, but I was actually surprised. There was no sort of flare-up, no angry demonstrations, no violence. There just seemed to be a lot of desire on the part of everybody, including some of the local officials, to try to get things more calm. This is 01, Jeremy. The Kenosha County Sheriff, David Beth, thanked the president at a roundtable yesterday for the state-federal cooperation that kept his city, is now keeping his city safe. Listen.
The National Guard started coming on Monday night and started helping us, and their numbers kept growing. And we called Brian on Tuesday morning early, the leaders of Kenosha, and we said, we'll take help from whoever will send it our way. We want to protect the people of Kenosha, the city of Kenosha, the county of Kenosha. We want to protect it. And Brian said, I'm going to make a phone call. And a short time later, we knew that the resources of the United States, of the federal government and of the president, were on its way. And we knew that it took a little discussion between state and federal levels. And we're very thankful that it worked out because, as I said, I didn't care who I got help from. I wanted resources here, and after it was approved, and I got the word that the president said, whatever you need, it's coming. And I had some very, very important people from Washington tell me, the president, I have to report to the president, Mr. Barr, and tell him, what does the sheriff want? And the resources just kept coming. The people kept coming. The gratitude kept coming for.
Okay, and that could happen in Portland probably fairly quickly if Ted Wheeler, instead of giving up his condo, apparently the rioters, the demonstrators, have been demonstrating at his condo, trying to set it on fire. It's an $850,000 condominium that His Honor the Mayor lives in. He apparently is looking for new digs. I don't know if the mayor is going to try to look outside the city of Portland or outside the purview of the peaceful protesters. But honestly, if the election is very close right now. If the Democrats don't act, and Governor Evers in Wisconsin apparently very much cooperated, he sent in the National Guard even ahead of the president talking about it, apparently. At least that is one claim. But certainly didn't stand against it. They're standing against it in Oregon. Why? Can anyone even justify that vaguely? And one of the many, many challenges that that Joe Biden is going to face in this election is getting it very clear as to why people should think that somebody who has been fairly soft on some of these incidents of violence, he certainly didn't speak about it one bit during his convention, that somebody who's being fairly soft on these incidents of violence, if they continue to agitate the public, it's going to hurt him profoundly. We'll talk to Charles Lipson about that and about the direction of this race and this nation, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.